Going on to our last top five story this hour, Yemen, where Ansarullah movement now calls for the formation of a transitional government with the participation of all political parties. The movement's negotiator, Mohammed Abdus Salam, also said that the port city of Hodeidah should be declared as a neutral zone. He added that Ansarullah is open to the possibility of giving the UN a role at Sana'a's airport in an effort to get it reopened. Abdus Salam made the comments on the sideline of the ongoing peace talks with the delegation of the Saudi-backed former government in Sweden. Two previous rounds of peace negotiations failed, one last September and the other in 2016. Turning to Toronto, joined by Eric Wahlberg, author and journalist. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, what is your take of what the Ansarullah movement spokesman is saying? Basically, negotiations are open and they want representation from all Yemeni factions.
I'm actually optimistic for the first time in a long time on Yemen, because of bin Salman's disastrous murder. He is now under world attention, and the Yemen problem is now being focused on more directly by the world. So the UN can play a vital role here in both the airport and in Hodeidah, the port, which these are the two key places that have kept the Saudis bombing continually, because they see that legitimate forces in Yemen, really with the Houthi and at the forefront, are in control, and the Hadi government is illegitimate because it never held elections. So the UN can now play a role, just as it can play in Syria, to get the sides apart and to hold some kind of elections.
So you think perhaps we're beginning to see the beginning of the end of this tragedy that's taking place in Yemen?
Yes, the beginning of the beginning, as you put it. That's still will require continual attention and pressure on the Saudis to stop their bombing, which the Congress is now and the Senate have declared this arming of Saudi Arabia and the war in Yemen are no longer U.S. policy, despite Trump. So I think that factor, bin Salman's disastrous activities over the past few months, and the continued resistance of the Houthi to keep the will of the people in mind. It's Yamani, the foreign minister of the so-called government of Yemen. He said, we have to return Yemen to the legitimate will of the people. Well, I mean, how he can say that with a straight face? He's living in exile. I mean, there is no a government except on the ground. The Houthis are really the force of legitimate control within the state.
All right. Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us right here in Press TV's Top 5. Eric Wahlberg, author and journalist out of Toronto.